as you've done so many times before. I need you to get in love. Oh, come on. Come on and do what you do best. Oh! Heal,
that never set free.
Reduce the shackles of oppression. Come on.
Work the miracle.
Come on and do what you do best. Oh! Come on.
Work the miracle.
Come on, yeah. You know what? Somebody in the hospital, yeah.
Work the miracle.
Don't know what they gonna do. That's right now, yeah.
Work the miracle.
Oh, the doctor walk away from the bed, but you can work. Work a miracle.
Work a miracle.
Nobody can do it but Jesus. So work the miracle. Yeah.
Work the miracle.
Come on, Jesus, don't leave. But yeah, I pray. And work the miracle.
Work the miracle.
Oh, I know you can. I know you will. Work a miracle.
Mm-hmm. Work the miracle.
Come on, come on, and let him in. Y'all, he'll work the miracle.
Work the miracle.
You ought to try, God. I know he will now.
Work
a
miracle.
Oh! Work it, work it. Come on, Jesus, work it,
work
God.
The miracle.
I'm waiting.
Welcome to the radio broadcast of Living Word Ministries, Living Word Ministries of Magadan. Stay tuned and focused and let words of life minister to you by our pastor, Altorio Holden Sr. At the end of the broadcast, contact information will be given to you. Here's our pastor.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We praise your name, Lord, for you are worthy. Worthy to be praised. Lord, there is none like you. None to compare to your goodness. No one can touch our hearts like you. No one can heal us like you. No one can deliver us like you, Lord. We surrender our hearts and minds and our bodies to you. We present ourselves a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. We thank you, Lord, for your tremendous love that you have for us, unconditional. We thank you, Lord. Father, I pray that you just touch every heart and mind, every spirit and soul that is in this place, every body that's here, the Lord God, today, Lord God, that I pray that you add to their life something that they didn't have before. Father, add healing and deliverance and peace and joy. Add it to their life, God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for clarity of thought and precision of speech. Thank you, Lord God, for the many blessings that you're going to bestow upon us and that you have bestowed upon us. And that the love that you've bestowed upon us, that we will be called the sons of God. We are the children of the Most High God, and we thank you, Lord. Father, everything we do today, we come in Jesus' name to do your will, Father. And Lord God, we thank you that the hearts of the hearers today will be prepared to hear word. Word that will be interjected into their life, Lord God, that it may bring forth an increase of fruit that will be meet for your use, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you've blessed us tremendously and that you've looked over the celestial banners of heaven and poured us out a blessing that we don't have room enough to receive. Father, we thank you for the word. We thank you for the Holy Ghost, and we thank you for the blood of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you've kept us thus far and that you're able to perform the work that you've started in us. We thank you, God. We love you, Father. We praise you, Father. You're worthy, God. And Father, after you've touched and saved and healed and delivered and blessed our souls in this service, Lord, we'll be careful to give you praise and glory and honor. We will magnify your holy name, and we will join in with the many winged cherubim, the many eyed seraphim, and the many winged seraphim, the many eyed cherubim, that chant and declare one to another that you are holy. You are holy, God. You are holy, God. You are holy, and you your glory fills the earth, and we magnify your name today. The matchless, the mighty, the magnificent, in the miraculous name of Jesus, we pray and we thank you. We thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. And I want to use for a thought and a title, a tag on this morning, a time to put on. A time to put on. We have a Father that loves us enough that he will chasten us and give us what we need. Amen. But we complain about what he brings. Now, the next time somebody do something to you and you got to forgive them and you know you got to, don't complain about it. Just say, you know what? That's all right. I'm going to forgive them anyway. Let that be your first response. I know that's hard, but guess what? It's killing your flesh to say that. It's killing your flesh to say, I'm going to forgive. It'll kill your flesh to tell them, hey, I forgive you. Come on and say hallelujah. And so when we put on, we got to put on who? Christ. We got to put off our old ways. My old way, if you cross me, then you got to pay what you owe. That's the way it was. But in the new way, the new life that I have now, I put on Christ, so I let him pay you what you owe. Because the Bible says that God is not to be mocked whatsoever man soweth, that shall he reap. We're not letting them off the hook. But what we're doing is getting us off the hook. Amen. Have mercy. All right. I ain't preaching that good today, but amen. And so when we talk about putting on, we have to put off some stuff and put on his garment. Amen. But then, you know, we can put on sometime. We can really put on. We can put on like we Christian and we forgave them, but then in our hearts we hate their guts. And then when something happened to them, we say, that's what they get. That's good for them. Next time we're going to see. I bet they'll learn from that. Then you want to make sure everybody knows, he did me wrong. But you see what done happened to him? All that evil he keep up. All them lies he told, now he the one getting lied on. And boy, we gloating, we glory in that. But that's not what God wants from us. That's not how God wants us to act. We need to put on the way Jesus would. Amen. We need to act the way that he would. Amen. Let me go on because I see y'all ready to go. The Bible says in Genesis 27 verse 15, Rebekah took a goodly raiment of her eldest son, Esau. Now we're tying these two things together, remember? Because he says, lastly, Paul said we need to put on Jesus. Jesus is our what? Elder brother. When it comes, because he made a way for us to become sons too. Come on and say amen. 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 And so Rebekah, who is the father of Jacob and Esau, who was married to Isaac, decides that Jacob, not only did he steal Esau's birthright, look at this. Esau was hungry and Jacob made him sell his birthright for a few beans. Jacob could cook like his mama. He was a mama's boy. Jacob was a mama's boy who could cook like his mama. And the thing about Jacob is that his name meant supplanter. His name meant trickster. His name meant squatter. Somebody who basically don't really own something, but they'll go to it and they take it. In other words, he just would take your stuff. Amen? It wouldn't be his, but you know how you loan something to somebody and then it just become theirs? You got family like that? But that's what Jacob was. And so Jacob wanted not only, it wasn't enough for him to take the birthright, but Jacob wanted the blessing also. He said, now I got this birthright, but what good is the birthright without the blessing? Lord have mercy. Now let me talk to you here. What good is it for us to say we've been born of the Spirit and we won't walk in the blessings of God? You can say you're saved, but if you don't walk in the blessings of God, what kind of testimony is it? All right. Okay. So he says in verse 12, he says, suppose my father will feel me and see that I'm a deceiver and shall curse me and not bless me. Now his mother said, don't worry about that. I got a remedy for that. I'm going to take you because you a smooth man, but I'm going to take you and in order for you to get the blessing, she said, I'm going to take you and put Esau clothes on you. Put on. Not only that, I'm going to cook the food because I know how to throw down and I know how your father likes his food. Then she says to him, I'm going to take the goat's hair from the goat that we just killed and I'm going to put it all over you. In other words, that's the first weave that I read about in the Word of God. I thought I'd wake you all up from your sleep. Amen. She put hair on him. She glued it in. So that he would feel hairy like his brother because he didn't have hair on him. He was smooth. But Esau was a man of the field and he smelled like the field. And so she had to put his clothes on him. She put hair on him. And then here it was, he wanted to go and get the blessing. And he was afraid that the father was going to figure him out and find out that he was a deceiver. This is Jacob. And so he said that now my father going to find out I'm a deceiver. He already know you're a deceiver, Jacob. The father already know who you are. Amen. Because he know just like you when you find out what Jacob did, all the stuff that he did, you'll find out that he was always tricking people. He was always deceiving. He was always getting something that wasn't his. Amen. He always found a way to get ahead. Amen. He just had it in him. And so he went to him and he took the food. He took the food to his father. And his father, he says, you did this pretty quick. He said, you just said you were going to get, kill me a deer and bring back some food. He said, but you did this real quick. Now I got to give you the blessing. And Jacob said, yeah, it's me. He said, father, he said, here it is. And he said, well, he says, oh, who are you? He said, come close so I can feel you. Here's Isaac that says, I want to feel you. And this is the father. He wants us to be close to him just like this. Amen. And so he said, come closer to me. He said, because you feel like Esau, but your voice sounds like Jacob. Lord have mercy in here. We got to learn and see what Esau, this is the revelation of the whole thing. We got to learn and see that Esau was the elder brother. Esau had the birthright. It was destined for Esau to have the blessing, but guess what? It was the trickster brother. It was the younger brother. It was the one who had something wrong in his life that ended up with the birthright and the blessing. Doesn't that remind you of yourself? Don't you know that God knows you a trickster? He knows that you are a deceiver at times. He knows that we are not right half the time. He knows that we all the time got something going on in our life that could separate us from him. But guess what? You are the younger brother to Jesus Christ. You are the younger one. And guess what? When you come to him, you must come as the older brother. In order for us to come to the Father, we must be in the older brother. We must be in Christ. Lord, have mercy here. We must be in Christ. And so Jacob put on Esau, his older brother. Jacob put on his clothes. Jacob put hair on him. Jacob went to the father. But one thing about the father, he realized that Jacob, this is Jacob's voice, but it feels like Esau. Don't you know? Come on and say amen. That sometime when we pray, sometime when we go to the father, sometime when we go boldly to the throne of grace, that we might obtain mercy. God does not see us as ourselves, but he sees us through the blood. What is the blood? The blood is the life of Jesus Christ. What is the blood? It is the blood of Jesus that covers me. The blood of Jesus. When I go to God, God doesn't look at me in my sin. God does not look at me as I was. He does not look at me as a liar, not as a deceiver, a backbiter, a whoremonger, or whatever we may become. God does not see that. He sees and he feels Jesus. I wish I had somebody, because he's at the right hand. So when we go to him, we must go in Christ. We can't do it outside of Christ. That's why the Bible says, Paul tells the Philippians, we can do all things through Christ that strengthen us. We got to do this through Christ. We got to come to God in Christ. I wish I had somebody here. We can't do anything of ourselves. Jesus said in John chapter number 15, he said, if ye abide in me and my word abide in you, ask what you will and it shall be done. He said, you can't do nothing without me except you abide in the vine. We got to stay with the ship. We got to abide in the vine. We got to be in him. Do I have anybody here that now we got to put on Jesus? We got to put him on. We got to put on whatever he had. We got to put on his garments. Notice what Jacob did. He put on the garments of Esau. We got to put on the garment of praise. We got to put on the glory of God in order for us to go into the presence of God. And when he got there, the Bible says, when he got to the Father, when Jacob got there, he said, you sound like Jacob, but you feel like Esau, and you even smell like Esau. In other words, if I've been around Jesus long enough, I should at least start to smell like him. I should at least, come on and say amen here. Oh, glory. I should at least start to mimic who he is. I should at least start to love like him. I should at least start to forgive. I wish I had somebody. Oh, yeah, we got to start being like Jesus. And the Bible says that as he went, closer to him, he felt him and he heard him. When we pray, you know that God hears our voice. And when we pray, even though when we pray, God knows exactly who we are. But the Bible shows us in a revelation here that when he opened up his mouth and began to talk to the Father, he said, I hear you, but it sounds like Jacob. God looks at us and he said, I hear you, but it sounds like Al, but I know it's my son Jesus. Oh, yeah, I hear you. I wish I had somebody. Jesus said, if you pray in my name, ask what you will and it shall be done. If we pray in his what? Name. And so whenever I do something, I have to do it in the name, because in the name of Jesus, demons tremble. In the name of Jesus, I can cast out devils. In the name of Jesus, I can drink any deadly thing and it shall not harm me. In the name of Jesus. Do I have anybody today that say, I'm here in the name? And you know, I'm not talking about just saying in the name of Jesus. I'm talking about living in the name of Jesus. I'm talking about being in the name of Jesus. So when I pray, God hears my voice, but he says it's Jesus, and he answers me like it's Jesus. That's why when Jesus went to Lazarus' grave, he said, Father, I thank you that you already heard me. I'm ready to close now. He said, Father, I thank you that you already heard me. And he said, for the sake of the others that are standing around, I need you to do your thing. I wish I had somebody in here that at some point we got to get to a place that we are praying like Jesus. And when God hear our voice, he said, I'm going to answer you just like I'm answering Jesus. We got to have that kind of confidence that no matter what comes our way, that we're doing what we're doing, and God sees Jesus in us. Do I have any witness? If he's in us and we are in him, we're intertwined to the point that you can't tell one from the other. So if a miracle is worked, people say, man, he works miracles. No, it's really not me, but it's God on the inside. Do I have any witnesses? Jesus said, I come to do my Father's will. It's not me working, but it's my Father's working in me. Do I have anybody that said, I'm going to be like Jesus? And because when Jacob heard, when Jacob prayed unto his father, and Isaac heard the voice, he said, because I hear your voice, and because I smell you, and because of what you feel like, because you got in the close vicinity, that you allowed me to feel you, I'm going to give you the blessing. Do I have any witnesses? See, you can't get a blessing away from God. God reigns on the just as well as the unjust. But in order to get the real blessing, you got to get up close to God. You can't stay away from God. You got to get close to him. Come on and shout yes. We got to get close to God, because when we get closer to him, the closer I get to him, the more he feels me. He feels what I'm going through. He feels my pain. We have not a high priest that don't feel our infirmities. He feels what I'm dealing with. And so therefore he blesses me to be able to handle the situation. Oh, come on and say amen here. But I got to warn you about something. Even though you put on Christ and you go to the Father, there's somebody who's going to be mad. Somebody don't like the fact that you went to the Father because you got the blessing and they were out doing something else because they sold their birthright for a little fleshly activity. Come on and shout yes here. But the Bible says that when Esau found out, he wanted to kill Jacob. But Jacob was all right with that because now I got the birthright and I got the blessing. The Bible said if we can believe on Jesus, if we can be born again, that not only will we be born again, but we will have the blessing of God that maketh us rich and adds no sorrow. Do I have any witnesses? I want to ask you the question now. Are you going to put on? I'm going to put on the whole armor. I'm going to put on the light of God. I'm going to put on Jesus so that I can put on. In other words, so I can act like him. You see, what did Jacob do? Jacob acted like the older brother in order to get the blessing. Too many times we're not acting like Jesus. So how you expect the blessing? We're not acting like Jesus. When people come to crucify us, we want to act like Peter. We want to pull out our sword and try to cut their head off. But we need to act like Jesus. When Judas came to Jesus, he said, "Did you betray me with a kiss?" Judas kissed him on the cheek, and then they arrested Jesus. Do I have any witnesses? When Judas was at the Last Supper, when Jesus looked at him and said, "Do what you gotta do," he didn't try to stop him. He said, "Go ahead and do what you gotta do. It's the Father's will." Do I have anybody? While Jesus was hanging on the cross, he looked down and said, "Father," he said, "forgive them, for they know not what they do." So when are we going to act like Jesus? While you're on the cross, you might as well forgive. While they're crucifying you, you might as well forgive. While they're lying on you, you might as well forgive. While they put your name in the street, you might as well forgive. While they talk about you like you got a tail, you might as well say, "Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Come on and shout yes, because if there is a crucifixion, there's going to be a resurrection. And what is a resurrection? Showing up where people don't expect you. Jesus showed up out of the grave, walked the Emmaus Road. Jesus showed up and showed himself to Thomas, who had holes, when he had holes in his hands and nail holes in his feet. Come on and say yes here. So the people who thought you wasn't going to make it, you need to realize when you get up, when you resurrect from your problems, they need to see you at Walmart, and you need to say, "Hey, how you doing? You thought I wasn't going to make it, but here I am. You thought I was going to throw in the towel, but here I am. You thought I was sick unto death, but the Lord healed me." Do I have anybody that say, "Here I am. Here I am"? The enemy came in like a flood, but here I am, because the Spirit of God lifted up a standard. Come on and shout yes here. I'm going to put on the armor. I'm going to put on Jesus, because when I put on Jesus, I start to look like him. And you've been worried about the devil. You've been worried about what he's going to do and how he's going to do it. Jesus didn't worry about the devil, because the devil was subject to him. I wish I had somebody. If I act like Jesus, then I can walk in the authority to put the devil under my feet. I wish I had somebody. Do I have anybody that say, "I'm ready to put on"? Pastor, I'm with you. I'm going to put on the whole armor. I'm going to put on the garment of praise. I'm going to put on my long robe, and I'm going to walk the walk of Jesus. I'm going to talk the talk of Jesus. I'm going to live the life of Jesus. I wish I had somebody that say, "I'm putting my elder brother on, because I got to get this blessing." I got one question for you. I want you to ask your neighbor. Say, "Neighbor, how bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? How bad do you want the blessing? How bad do you want the miracle? How bad do you want the anointing? If you want it bad enough, you'll do whatever it takes. You'll take Esau's dirty clothes and put them on your body. You'll go to the Father and pretend like you're praying like Jesus and say, not my will, but thy will be done. Do I have anybody? Come on and shout yes here and shout amen. How bad do I want it? I want it so bad that I lift up my voice and I lift up my hands and I say, Lord, have your way. Come on and shout yes. I lift my eyes up into the hills, from whence cometh my help. For my help, it come from the Lord. How bad do you want it? I enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. I'll be thankful unto him and bless his holy name. How bad do you want it? I won't let bitterness live down on the inside of me. How bad do you want it? I forgive my enemies. How bad do you want it? I give them bread when they're hungry and water when they're thirsty. How bad do you want it? I let go and let God. How bad? Somebody say, yeah. How bad? I want it pretty bad. Come on and shout glory. How bad do you want it? When you go to the cross, Jesus said, if any man will follow after me, let him take up his cross. You got to die every day. Deny yourself. How bad do you want it? Anybody want it bad? I want it pretty bad. I'm not just trying to get to heaven, but I'm trying to live like Jesus. Come on and shout yes. Won't God help you? Won't God love you? Won't God be a friend that stick closer than any brother? Won't he walk with you? Won't he talk with you? Come on and shout yeah. Shout glory. I preach to myself. Self shout glory. Self shout hallelujah. Ain't nobody happy but you self. So self I glorify. Oh, come on and say yes. I'm doing what David did. He said, why are you cast down? Oh, my soul, put your trust in God. Come on, praise his name. Anybody want to praise him? Come on and say yes. Come on, magnify the Lord. Let us exalt his name. Is the Lord all right? I say, is the Lord all right? Come on and shout, yeah. I may not know three things. I may not even know two things. But one thing I know. I know he's all right. Do you know he's all right? I say, if you know he's all right, shout yeah, shout yeah, shout yeah. I know he's all right. Do you know he's all right? Come on, tell your neighbor. Say, neighbor, I know he's all right. I may not know biology. I may not know geometry. I may not know trigonometry. But one thing I know. I know he's all right. Why is he all right? Why is he all right? Because he healed my body. Because he saved my soul. Because he made me whole. Because he woke me up this morning, started me on my way.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Tempe, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Al Toria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support. We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana, Pastor Al Toria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Tempe, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968.